We are up to an Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of saying why the psukim are mufta. So we had six mimenos, three by Pesach, three by Meiser, and and one of them by Pesach was mufta. And therefore, that Zerah Shabbat to Meiser is at least a mufta mitzarechot, and a mufta mitzarechot is this Gemara seems to learn is a good Kavachimer. I have a good Gzeri Shava, and you can't ask logical questions on it. And therefore, we learn out that an Aro is Asim and Meiser. That's what seems that the Gemara is coming up. I just want to repeat the three things by Meiser. We learned the Rashi on the three things by Pesach, but we didn't learn the Rashi on the three Mimenos by Meiser. So I want to see if now, again, plus the third wide line, excuse me. Plus the Mimenu, see if I can be Meiser.
Third wide line,
Rashi? It's Gemara. I'm going to repeat this two lines of Gemara. Plus the Mimenu, see if I can be Meiser. There are three Mimenus by Meiser. Chad Leguve wants to tell me that the halacha is by Meiser itself, that it doesn't apply to Truma, the halacha of I don't have my thing here. I forgot already which halacha. One of the halachas of Meiser, not Einan, the Isser to be Mevar Betuma, right? Because earlier we had the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara asked, "How do I know that you're allowed to have pleasure when you consume truma that's tamei?" And the Gemara answered, "From the Yarti Mimenu Betamei, we darshan from the word Mimenu Yatamavra Vatamavra Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma." We had that in the Gemara we learned on Monday. Right? So therefore, that's one of the Mimenos. Chad Lez Rabbi Vohom Rabbi Yechanan, which we had earlier. Rabbi Vohom said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that, what did we have? We had it earlier in this Gemara. Rabbi Vohom said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, does he say what it is? Yeah, here it is. That you can, that was it. I'm sorry. Chad Legufe is not on that. Chad Legufe is, what does he say it is?
Aninus.
That you can't eat Meiser Sheni when I know. Chad, the Bevom or Rabbi Yechanan, you can consume Truma Tmeya and have an arm. The Chad Legufe is the Amr is Shlokish, Amr of Samya. Minayin le Meiser Sheni shenitma shemutu l'saychay. How do I know that Meiser Sheni that's Tmei? I'm not allowed to consume it and have pleasure, but there's one thing I'm allowed to do. And that is smear it on myself, because that's a form of ingesting, right? There's three forms of ingesting: eating, drinking, and sichas kishtia. So even though tumah is not, you're not allowed to have any other kind of pleasure when you consume, when you get rid of maitre sheni, but the three pleasures are allowed are eating, drinking, and smearing. And tumah does not block you from smearing. So therefore, you're allowed to smear Meiser Sheni Tumei on yourself. Again, so even though I'm not allowed to use it as fuel, or I'm not allowed to have pleasure when I destroy it, but the one I'm allowed to have is the one that's permissible to do by Meiser Sheni Tahar. Can't eat or drink it, but at the same time, I can smear it. And how do I know that? Shenamar v'l'nisati mimenu l'meis. L'meis u'du l'nisati. Harlo y'chai dum y'demeis. I didn't put it on a mace. They used to smear on a mace to take away the bad smell. But to a chai, similar than that, nasati. Eza davash yeshaba b'chayim b'meisim. What thing is equal by living and dead? What is done to living people and to deceased people? Havayay merzu sicha. Rashi, we are up to the Rekim Nervo. Rashi, damar lo, l'mishu ad lakim b'shem mishu tu mishu nit mishu mutu l'zaychay. V'yavah gav t'kaimel of the sicha kishtiyah v'havah l'kaman d'shasim l'betumah. Still, it's mutter, because the nisati metal the mace. Lo melech sim lebiati metal betamei. Sim batzrei le nisati metal the mace. Klamer mina meister tamei le nisati metal the mace. A meister tamei didn't use for a mace. Halachai dum yed the mace nisati. Veizin nesina meshkagas the mace. How can you give meister sheni to a mace? Kavi emer zusicha. Because ekinon the kvasim bechai shori. That's the one thing I can do to living people with meister sheni. That's tamei. Frak the gemara. Maybe it's saying I can't buy arm v'takrichim, I can't buy clothing, but for a mace, But for a chai, I can buy arm v'takrichet. Meaning, maybe the Torah is saying you can't eat maitzah when it's tamei. You can't drink maitzah sheni when it's tamei. But maybe the Torah is saying, well, in asati menol amazes, don't spend it, don't sell it for using the money to buy a casket or shrouds. But l'chai, maybe I can sell maitzah sheni tamei and buy clothing with it. How do you know that it means sicha? Right, you're looking for something that is pertains to a living and a deceased. The thing you came out with is smearing. And you're saying the Torah wrote a heter that do not smear on a mace, but on a chai I can. So why don't you say, do not sell it for shrouds, but for a chai he can buy clothing. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Ben Rishua, mimenu migufay. Mimenu means from itself, not changing it for money and getting something, but using it itself. I didn't use it for a mace, but the chai I did. That's period. Rashi?
In its original form.
Right, in its original form. Rashi?
Where's the menu?
Menu from it itself, from its original form. I'll use Arshko's words. Meaning, I didn't use it for a mace. Not, I didn't sell it.
What's referring to?
The Maisha Sheni. Going back to Lebiati menu. We're talking about Maisha Sheni, that person. Rashi, l'nitzatim menu meis, loy b'sticha kamar, maybe it's not talking about smearing, l'kachu mesvada, loy k'nisi mimenu, arim v'takrichim, I didn't buy caskets or shrouds for meis, afilu k'shinitma, even when the meis sheni was tamei, l'li yecholti l'achlam, I wasn't able to eat it, l'li sh'nisim l'dav v'sheinam sh'l'achila, and I didn't change it to something that's not eating v'tzarchei ha-meis. Right? The Torah is saying, do not use it for a deceased. Ha-lechai dum yidimeis. No, sabi. But maybe the Torah is permitting you to sell the maitre sheni that's tamei to somebody. Who's going to use it to smear with it or to use it for whatever he can, permissible. And you'll use the money to buy clothing. Yavagav the maitre tor le-lechi l'shti yosicha. Even though maitre tor can't be done that way. But maybe you can redeem the Maitre Sheni or sell the Maitre Sheni to someone who will use it for something permissible, and you can buy that, use that money to buy a shirt. So the Gemara, it says, Mimenu, we're talking about the Maitre Sheni itself, not something derived from the Maitre Sheni. Ravashi Amar, Venisati Dum Yedolo Yechalti. Dr. Ravashi, not from the word mimenu, he doesn't use it like Rosh Lakish did. Right? He says it's from the fact that it says l'nisati, right next to l'yachalti mimenu, l'yachalti mimenu b'tamei. So we say, just like l'yachalti means I didn't eat it when it's tamei, l'nisati means I didn't use it. It's the same teretz, but from a different word, not from the word mimenu. Frek the Gemara.
What are we learning
off
with this last thing?
Okay, let me try to explain. We brought in the fact that it says three times mimenu by Pesach and three times mimenu by Meiser. And therefore we had a pasuk open for Gzeir and Shava. That's what the purpose of bringing this in was. We wanted to show what is the source that an Aron can't eat Meiser. So we have Gzeir and Shava, mimenu, mimenu. The question is, is that Xavier Shav have extra psukim or not? Because if it doesn't have extra psukim, I can't learn.
It's not mufna.
And if it's not mufna, I can ask a logical question. So the Gemara answered, it is mufna, at least we're halfway there, because one by Pesach is extra. Because it says three times mimenu by Pesach, and I only need two of them, that leaves one for Xavier Shav. Once we brought the three by Pesach, we are now moving to the three by Meister. And the three by Meister, we don't have a mufna at this point. It had, there are three usages for the word mimenu.
Tried to prove it. You tried to say that they were real.
We're looking to see if it's mufna or not. And we don't have mufna by Meister so far. Because I need one legufe to tell me Einan can't eat Meister Sheini. And one is to tell me that, like truma, you can have anah when you consume it. Mimenu, you can't have anah when you consume Meiser, but you can have anah when you burn truma. That's what Gemara brought in the Amadeus. And the third one is to tell me that I'm allowed to smear on a living person, Maizu Shaini, that's Tame. So even though I can't use it as fuel, but I can use it for smearing.
Can we slug that up?
One second. We didn't slug that up.
No?
But that's the Gemara answer. Frech the Gemara, how do you know that's what that means? Maybe it means I can't get clothing for a mace, but for a living person I can even get clothing. How do I know a person can't take Maizu Shaini Tame, say, I'm being mechallel of this money, I'm exchanging it for this money, and then go buy clothing. And for the Gemara, the word mimenu limits it, that it's not talking about getting something, it's talking about using it. So we're back to Sicha. Rav Ashi gives an other answer, not from the word mimenu, but from the fact that like nesati is less than like biarti. When you talk about like biarti, you're talking about eating it, so the nesati means I didn't give it. Not get something else, similar to the first parents, but not from the word mimenu, but from the word leinasati.
So that makes it that one, the other mimenu, is extra?
Interesting. The Chayra, according to Ravashi, we do have mufnu mishnei tzadim.
Right. You use it for me.
No, you don't, because leinasati told it to me.
I thought you said that for cloak. For that.
You just said it could have said leinasati lemeis. It didn't have to say the word mimenu. So going to a shlokish, mimenu is what teaches me that I can use it for a chai. All right, I still need it, right? Even according to Avashi, I still need mimenu that I can use it for a chai.
Yeah,
I can use it for a chai. L'chayro, yeah. Frakti Gemara. Zakati mufna mitzarechet hu. Now, I think according to Avashi, it would be mufna. Because when l'sati l'meis would have indicated I could use it for a chai. And Lenasati says, I can't use it by its, like, Dumya Deloyachalti. I wouldn't need the word mimenu.
Is it he doesn't. I agree, that's what I said.
He doesn't point it out.
No.
Either does the Gemara.
Yeah, but I'm.
L'chaira.
How do you learn mimenu anyway from there? Mimenu
doesn't teach you from Chai.
No, but you could be Sicha with a Chai and not a Mace.
That right. We learn out of the word Lemace. Again. Mimenu is the one that said that it's it, not to buy clothing. It's not talking about buying clothing. The Mimenu wasn't to tell me for a Chai, yes. That I learned out from Lenasati Lemace. So he writes in the bottom, on his own, whoever wrote this, Horus, HaGemara Severus, Shalulei Shayaksiv Mimenu, Vahi Yecholim Lidresh Lamesu Delinisati Lachaydum Yidames Nisati. Without the word Mimenu, we would not have made that drasha for Mesno and for Achayas. Meaning he doesn't understand why. He's just pointing out that the Gemara says you need the word Mimenu to allow you to say, Mace no chai not. Again. Let's stop by Rish Lakish. Why do I need the word mimenu? Why can't we nasati le mace? Again, it's talking like biarti mimenu betame. Le nasati. Again. Biarti mimenu betame. Ve le nasati le mace. It wouldn't say the extra mimenu.
And only contaminated.
It's talking about contaminated. We're not talking about Maizu Sheni Tor in this pasuk. The Nesati Lemeis is talking about Tamei.
So why did we ask it before? How did Rish Lakish use it?
So he says, HaGemara Severus, Shalulei HaShayakasav Mimenu, L'hoi Yechaylam Lidrash Lemeis V'loi Nesati. He doesn't explain why that's true. He's pointing out that the Gemara feels that without Mimenu, the drasha wouldn't be made. Rabbi Cohn's question is, why? I don't have an answer.
He says, let's see in the hearing for an explanation.
Where does he see that?
49.
But where does he see that? From Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, I need Mimenu to teach me that I can do Sicha Nachai. The Gemara asks, what's the third Mimenu? That the Gemara of Rish Lakish, to tell me I can do Sicha Nachai. That means I need Mimenu for that. Now, he doesn't understand why at the bottom.
So 347, can I read 47? Not for any of it, for my personal benefit, in the state of contamination, when the Meister Shane was contaminated. Thus, it, being in our clause, I think about it, is the same contaminated Meister mentioned in the
Revelation. Okay. He doesn't answer it. He's just saying the fact. Anyway, and so the question was, how do I know it means sicha? Maybe it means clothing. So the first answer was, mimenu also told me it, not something derived. And Rav Ashi says in the word loydesati, I can learn now that it means it, not something derived. It's the same thing. It's saying I can't use it for a mace, but tachai, yes, but it's it. It's the same thing. It's not called two different things. Frank the Gemara. Sorry, I skipped. We only found one extra pasuk by Pesach. We didn't find an extra pasuk by Meiser. According to the Mandam that we had earlier, that when you have a Gzeira Shava open on one side, you can't ask logical questions. That's great. It's not a good Gezer Shava. It's not open on both sides. And for the Gemara, Hachter Bavol, Mizrav Nachman Amar, Rabba Barabu Nafka. We use one of the Mimenus to say that by Truma, I could have pleasure when I burn it. There's another source for that. It's questionable. What is the source for that? So far, we use the word Mimenu. We used it in Ayin Gimel Amateis. We just repeated it. One of the Mimenus is to tell me you can't consume Meiser when it's Tamei and have pleasure, but you could consume Truma and have pleasure. You can burn Truma Tamei and use it as fuel and have pleasure. The Gemara answers that can be learned out elsewhere. The Amr of Nachman Amr Rabbi Babu Amaydech Siv. Vani, hine nasati lecha as mishmeres Truma Isai. I gave you the watching of my Trumas. Plural, trumaisai, my trumais, what are the two trumais? B'shtei trumas akas medaber, achas truma tahira, v'achas truma tameya. Right? The Torah is saying, I gave you two trumas. I gave you truma tahira, and I gave you truma tameya. What does it mean, I gave you truma tameya? I gave you, v'anin nesati l'cha. What am I giving you by truma tameya? Now, it's the plural of trumaisai that tells me we're dealing with two types of trumas. And the pasuk says, I gave it to you, to the kayan. Now, what does it mean, giving it to him, if he can't use it? To tell me, you can use it as fuel under your tafshul. So that frees a second mimenu, and it's mufna mishnei tzadim. One by Pesach, one by Meiser. One of the things I used Mimenu for was for to tell me that Truma can be consumed when it's Tamei, and now I have a different source for that. So if I need Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, I have it. Rashi.
That said, the Mimenu you didn't have free was by Meiser.
But now we freed it. Because one of the three Mimenus by Meiser was to tell me that I can consume Truma and have Anah. If I find a different source for that, that it frees the Mimenu by Meiser.
Can I clean?
No, I just read this to Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mufna Mitarechot, the Huahuta Pesach Mufna Lugzer Shava. But the Meiser, Kula Klaus, Asher, Kuslu, I need all three. Here I can remind every book to bring from over, I want to be a pound of Sakhus Nido. After the Bold, the Mapping Mimenu, the Mishra had Lakim Hashem and Tumish and Itmus, that which we use Mimenu, or before use Mimenu, to tell me that it's Mutter Hashem and Itmus, Midrav Nachman, Afka, I can learn enough from Nachman. Yes, Baruch Lesh.
That does that mean that a kohen can smear?
No, the mashcha means for greatness.
No,
the mashcha means for greatness. We learn that from Lamashcha that Matanas Kahuna has to be eaten in a chashiva way. The chardo, it should be eaten in a nice way, not stum. I don't think so. I mean, the Gemara dies in Lamashcha, the Kahanim used to eat their meat, but bachardo, to be Mekayim Lamashcha, mustard.
Is he not?
I don't know which brand they use. Stadium mustard or whatever. What's the French mustard?
French, Greek,
but isn't cardinal itself a mustard seed?
Right, right. But I assume they made mustard seed into a dip. If not, how do you eat meat with cardinal? Maybe they did. Maybe they ate the seed.
Is that mustard seed?
Well, you grind the seeds and make mustard out of
them.
So you're not allowed to be smearing truma tamei, right? Right? You can't. Only a sucker.
I think he's allowed to smear it also.
Is that matami himself? I mean, if you touch it, I mean.
It depends on the degree of truma. You know, but the rights are not, but the rabbanon, yes. Not a good idea. I'm subic. If truma tamei and mutter besicha, midraisa, midrabanan would be make the guy tamei, midraisa. Truma tamei and mutter besicha, sichas kishtia. But by maisa we say you could be sach but truma tamei, but maisa sheni tamei, even though sichas kishtia.
What does he say?
Good question. I don't know. I'm sure it's a fairish halach. I just don't know it. Okay, the Mishnah said, going back to the Mishnah, we finished our section on Oral. The last. Again, the Gemara comes out with two opinions. We never proved it from a Mishnah or a Braitza, but we felt that Rabbi Yitzchak felt that the Gzer Sheva and Rosh Hashis both felt that Oral cannot eat Meiser. And therefore, the Gemara assumes all over that an Oral cannot eat Meiser Sheni. We finished the first word of the Perek, Ha'Oral.
But we don't have a proof, you think?
Not from a Mishnah or a Braitza. But from the way we understood the Gzer Sheva, we have a proof. Now, the Mishnah started in Avayinim and Aleph, Ha'Oral, V'chol HaTmeyim Lo Yoichlu B'Truma. So we did the word Ha'Oral, Lo Yoichlu B'Truma. That's what we spent the last four blot on. Now we're going into the word v'chol hatmeyim, that a tameh can't eat truma. Correct the Gemara, minani mili. Where does it say that a tameh can't eat truma? We've been assuming it. We said aro ki tameh, according to Bekiva, but where does it say a tameh can't eat truma?
I'm sorry, so basically saying that
an aro
is
tameh? Bekiva says an aro is like a tameh. Rabbi Lezer learned out that an aro can't eat truma from Xavier Shava Taisha V'Sachar. But either way, Tameh can't eat truma. Where is the source? Amar Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Kura. Ish mizera Aaron, v'hu tzeruah izav, a man from the children of Aaron, who is either a tzeruah or izav. And the pasuk continues, and it says, Bakadoshim lo yoichal, eiza davar sheshava bezara shel Aaron. What is something that all children of Aaron can eat? Habayim mizera truma. The only holy thing that all children of Aaron can eat, male or female, is truma. So since it says mizera Aaron, it's including all children of Aaron, right? To tell me that when the pasuk says b'kadoshim lo yoichal, it means do not eat truma. What? I don't know. Again, I'm sure there might be a drash in Tiferes Kehanim. I'm not gonna guess. No, but it says Mizer Aaron, so that includes everybody. Frakti Gemara Beim Bechaz Vishayk, the Chaz Vishayk of Shlomim and of Taida, right? The Nechel LeKhanim LeShayim LeNeim LeLavdeya can be eaten by all children of Aaron. So why? Maybe it means real Kachim, Chaz Vishayk, which comes from Taida and Shlomim. That's what can't be eaten when it's Tameh. Who says the pasuk is referring to Truma? The word of the pasuk is Bakadoshim lo yoichal. And for the Gemara, Eina b'chazeres. It's a woman who got married and had no children, a bas kayin, comes back home, does not go back to Chazav Yishayk. We had that in the 7th Perek. He betrumas hakadoshim lo yoichal. So we learned that she doesn't go back to Chazav Yishayk. So Mamela, it's not all Zera Aaron. Here is a legitimate Zera Aaron, not married, going back home, eating truma, but not eating Chazav Hashayik. So she's not, so the word everybody from Aaron's children can eat it doesn't apply to Chazav Hashayik, which it's not true. Frek the Gemara, truma nami eda b'chalala. So if you're going to do that, a woman who had a relationship that made her a chalala, right? She's a bas kayin, right? She's a grusha. She lived with another kayin. She's a chalala. She can't eat truma. Or she lived with a guy. She's a zayna. She can't eat truma. So here you have a zera aaron who cannot eat truma. So it's not shava b'zara shel aaron. So the gemara chalala lav zara the aaron. She's not considered an offspring of aaron. A chalala is different than a chazeres. A chazeres is considered an offspring of Aaron. She does go back to eat truma. She is considered a shavo beis aviyah. A chalala has severed her ties with Aaron HaKayin. Rashi. Zahra shel Aaron, ben eschar ben akeva, dilu katcha kadoshim ben eternal lekahanim, regular katcha kadoshim, ein achalam ala zichre kumuna, frek the gemara, ve'ema, zok Rashi, ve'ema b'chazi b'shayk nishlamim ben eternal lekahanim, that's given to Kahana, v'nechel and shame, and can be eaten by their wives, because they've atu v'nechel v'secha. V'anil v'asir achman ala tmei, mishim the katcha minu. Maybe that's what the Torah said, because there's katcha ma v'trum alai. V'mishani lesa b'chazeres, Bas Kayin Amona mi Yisrael, a Bas Kayin who's widowed from Yisrael with Zera Ein Lo. The Amr Beperik Amona we learned earlier, Kishu Chazeres, when she goes back, Chazeres with Truma Vein, Chazeres with Chazav Hashayik. She goes back to Truma and she does not go back to Chazav Hashayik. Period.
What maybe means Bikurim? We call it Truma Yisrael before.
No, that was Truma Shadecha was called Bikurim. It's always called Truma Shadecha. So maybe Bakadashim Vayoichal means Bikurim, which is Shava Bazara Shalaran, and a Tame can't eat Bikurim, but maybe could eat Tuma.
Is she allowed to eat Bikurim?
Yeah, look, yeah.
My brother?
Yes.
Is it a vera for a woman, for a grusha to marry Kohen?
Yes. Same affair it is for a kohen to marry a grusha. They're equal partners in crime.
Even though the pasuk is talking to the kohen, not to the grusha.
All arayas is written to the man.
Uh-huh.
A man shouldn't live with his sister. The sister gets the same chorus.
Right, right. The only difference is that the kohen has a mitzvah nitek lasos by divorcing her. Where she does not have, she can't return to her status.
Kai never loses his status. He has to divorce her because we're forcing him to do the right thing. Biblically speaking, he never loses his status.
You mean when he's not allowed to eat truma because he's married to Grusha?
Allowed to eat truma biblically.
I'm sorry?
He's allowed to eat truma biblically.
Married to Chalala.
He's allowed to eat truma biblically.
Oh, okay.
He never loses the right to eat truma when he marries a grusha. Rabbinically, we don't let him do it, but it's not.
Midaraisa, what does he lose out other than he's doing an avera? That's about it. He doesn't lose
bad
out.
Bad boy, he'll burn in Gehenna. I don't know what to tell you. He's over alive. If he gets warned, he gets Malchus and Bezin. If he does it three times, they're Machnas Eisel Lekipa. They put him into the room and they dispose of him.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Somebody else was talking to me before. Yes. I forgot. Okay. Yeah, Bikurim. That was a good question. I don't know the answer.
The divorce by regular kind. He becomes a chalala, right?
Correct.
That's not just when she lives...
No, see, that's the thing. I know. The man is unaffected, the woman and the children are.
Yeah.
You're right. A man can do this and not walk away with any... Olam has that consequence unless he gets malchus. And a woman will remain a chalala for the rest of her life, and her children will be chalalam forever and ever and ever and ever.
Even if she
They're not going to be matar her. The kids going to be halalim. Anyway, I mean, not from her. No, no. Her kids from halal from the Yisrael won't be halalim. They'll be Yisraelim. But the kids from the Kayim will be halalim. Zakti Gemara Vaita. I know it's a good question. Now, I wanna introduce the next Gemara. For that, we need a Chumash. Because there's going to be three psukim, and we're going to have to figure out, we're going to have to figure out what each pasuk is dealing with. This is in last week's Parsha, Parsha's MR. It says as follows. I'm going to tell you in a minute where I am.
Rebbe's Kumar doesn't have the Torah's Ora Shalom,
though. No, I don't.
It's so easy.
It does and it doesn't. Especially for this, I'd rather not have it. But it's okay. Most of the time, I'd rather have it. It says like this. Ishish Mizara Aaron, which I'm reading Pasuk Dalet first. I'm going in order.
Pasuk
Dalet
first.
It's all in Chabbeis so far. Ishish Mizara Aaron, but true, I said, because it's a Yachel Adas a Yitar. Can't eat Kachim to its Yitar. Okay, doesn't say what that means. In Pasuk Vav, it says, Never says a Tigaboy, the Tamara Orev. Be tummy to the evening. He has to go to the mikvah. And the sun sets, and he's tahar. That's what it says. So you need the sun to set. Right? Now, the pasuk before, seems to indicate that once he goes to the mikvah, he could eat kachim. But then the pasuk says the Baal Shemesh v'tar v'acha yochum in ha-kachim. Pasuk Vav seems to say, do not eat kachim, whatever kachim means, till you go to the mikvah. Stop there.
Mashma,
after you go to the mikvah, you can. The next pasuk says, the sun sets its star v'acha yochum in ha-kachim. The pasuk before said, v'tamad ha-arev. The pasuk Vav. So it says, v'tamad ha-arev. Then it said, don't eat it till you go to the mikvah. Then the next pasuk says, and the sun sets in your tar. And then you can eat kachim. So make up your mind. Do you need Harav Shemesh, or is mikvah enough? So we're going to be trying to balance these sukkim out and figure out what can be done after mikvah when we name the guy at Tvoyim. What can be done here after Harav Shemesh? And what can't be done until he brings the carbon the next day by those four tumas that require a carbon the next morning. There's three stages. There's a guy that's tameh. After he's tameh, he goes to the mikvah. At that point, we name him Mr. Tvoyim. What is he allowed to do now that he wasn't allowed to do before he went into the mikvah? And the Torah seems to say something becomes allowed. Then the pasuk says he has to wait till sunset. That means something is not allowed till sunset, but that is allowed. There's going to be another pasuk that says he doesn't become tar till after the karbanos, by those four tumas that need karbanos. Yeledes, Zav, Zav, and Metzaira. What is restricted after the sunset till after the karban? So we have to have three stages. Tamei, Tvoyai, Mechus HaKippurim. Mechus HaKippurim means after the sunset, before he brings the karban. It won't count.
So
the next day, Harav Shemesh. Correct. No, Tanya puts all the tumim together there. Metzaira. They need to bring a carbon. So they have restrictions till they bring the carbon. What restrictions do they have? So that's what we're going to be dealing with. The next, amud and a half, amud and three quarters. Zakti Gemara. Umimai dara sheyitar ad ikah harav shemesh. When it says you shouldn't eat kachim ad sheyitar, that was pasuk beis. It didn't say what it required. It says v'yoychem in hakachim, which we just said meant truma. Ish ish mizera Aaron Akayan. Butsu oizav. Bakachim lo yoichal ad asher yitar. That's the basic. What did we say kachim meant? Truma. Why did we say kachim meant truma? Because it said zera Aaron. Zera Aaron meant every zera Aaron can eat it. What is the one thing every zera Aaron can eat? Truma. And what did we say that loch is? That he cannot eat truma till he becomes tohar. Period. What is that tara? We always say a kohen can eat truma at night after the sun sets. Where do you know that from? How do you know what a shiyitar means harav shemesh? Frakti gemara mimai the hayad the shiyitar the harav shemesh emad the maisi kapara. Maybe for those four tumas he cannot eat truma till the next morning after he brings kabanas. What does the word arash yitar mean? No. Do not think that way. Do not think that yitar means the kabanas the next day. Why? The son of the bear of Yishmol, b'zav b'ashtevius, b'mitzayra muskar akas medaber. When the Torah said zav and mitzayra, it was talking about a zav and mitzayra that don't need to bring kabanas. Let me explain. In pasuk beis, this is why. I'm going to read it again. Right. Now, there's two levels of tzeruah, and there's two levels of zav. A regular tzeruah that we talk about most of the time is the mitzvah that has to bring his birds, and then wait 7 days, and then bring a korban on the eighth day. He's Mr. Mechusa Kippurim. He's one of those four tumas that have to bring a korban.
On the seventh day, he tables in the
earth. Exactly, and then the eighth day, he brings a korban. There is a Mitzvah that doesn't need that process. And that is a Mitzvah that never reached the level of Mitzvah Mukhlat. He was locked up for a week, and then the Tzaraas left. He was a Mitzvah, unlike what 99% of people think, that a Mitzvah Musgur is a Suffolk Mitzvah. He's not a Suffolk Mitzvah. He's a Vadai Mitzvah Musgur. And he becomes Tzar. He goes to the mikvah, and his son said, well, we don't know yet, but let's say his son said, there's no need for a carbon. Zav, there are two levels of. There's a Zav that had two discharges within 1 day or 2 days. He is tame for 7 days. There's a Zav that had three discharges within 1 or 2 or 3 days, and he's tame for 7 days and has to bring a korban. Now, when the Torah said, Tzeruah I Zav, Nakadishim lo yoichal, which means truma, ad asher yitar, and our question was, maybe it means bring the korban. That means you're assuming that Tzeruah means one with carbon, and Zav means one with carbon. Rabbi Shmuel told us not true. Tzeruah means a Mitzayra that doesn't need a carbon, and Zav means a Zav that doesn't need a carbon. How does he know that? Because he says, Tzeruah a Zav, right? Vanegeyim b'chol tamei nefesh. A tamei meis doesn't need a carbon. And the Torah is equating Tzeruah and Zav and tamei nefesh. To tell me we're dealing with non-carbon tumas. That's Tana de Be'er Mishmol. Not everybody agrees, but that's Tana de Be'er Mishmol. Zok to Gemara. Leitzah Kedait. The Tana de Be'er Mishmol. B'zav b'al shtei riyas of a Mitzayra Musgur akas medaber. We're not dealing with a Zav and a Mitzayra that need a carbon. We're dealing with a Mitzayra and a Zav that don't need a carbon. Tum yudit tmei nefesh. Ma tmei nefesh de la bar kaparaninu. Harinami, the law about kaparaninu. Period. And the Torah says, adashi yitar. So it doesn't mean a carbon. So what does it mean? The sun setting. That's what we're saying. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Umay adi adi yitar, the Abed Harif Shemesh Vesuloi doesn't need any air. The Abed Lahu Mechusa Kippurim Mutta Betruma. We said earlier that a person in Mechusa Kippurim can eat Truma. Zah Bashtei Rias Lah Bar Karbonu. To the Tanya Mesechus Megillah, Vanakas Vishtai Vikare Tameh. The Torah says the word Zav twice and calls him Tameh. Shalosh Vikare Tameh. Then the Torah says the word Zav three more times and calls him Tameh. Okay, Vishtai Lutuma Vishalosh Vikarbonu. Umetzayra Musgar Nami La Bar Karbonu, and a Metzayra Musgar who's locked up is not a Bar Karbon because it's not Hasam Ein Bein Metzayra Tar Mitaychesku Lutar Mitaychaklut. The difference is a Metzayra who becomes Tar from being locked up or Tar from being Mukhlut, meaning a Vadai high level Metzayra. Al Taglachas Etziparim, cut off his hair and bring birds. He keeps the taglachas like he doesn't have to cut off his hair. Carbon nami leka. The ba'adi taglachas k'siv carbon. Period. End of story. So the pasuk is not talking about a carbon. The pasuk is talking about tumas without a carbon, and the Torah is saying he can eat truma as a yitar, but after his yitar he can eat truma. Now it can't mean carbon because there is no carbon. Must mean harav shemesh. That's what we're saying so far. Frak Gemara, hold. Maybe you're right. Someone who doesn't need a carbon can eat truma harav shemesh. But someone who needs a carbon has to wait tomorrow. You're right. The pasuk is talking about non-carbon. So the pasuk means till the sun sets. But maybe that's the one who doesn't need a carbon can eat when the sun sets. But let's say a guy would be a Metzaira Mukhlut or a Zav Baal Shalosh Shvi'as. Maybe he has to wait till the next day to eat truma.
That's what we said.
No, we didn't. We said a truma can be eaten by a Mukhlut. By once the sun set, you can eat truma. That's what we said.
For all tumas.
Mechusa kippurim, aichuba truma. Tanur Rabbi Shmuel says that the pshat in the pasuk is dealing with somebody who is not bringing a carbon. That's all he said. When you read the pasuk, we're not talking about people that bring karbanas. Those are the ones that can eat at Harav Shemesh. He didn't say anything else. That's what he said. Frak the Gemara, mashma, exactly your question. That means if he does have to bring a carbon, he has to wait after the carbon, but that's not true. We passed him before that that's not true. And the question is, what's your source?
Was there a
Tvul
Yom before that, right?
Tvul Yom is before the sun sets.
What? Right, so the Tvul Yom, what's...
We haven't gotten there yet. You wait one more line. Wait one more line.
I hate waiting,
right? Frak the Gemara, I believe you. Frak the Gemara, the pasuk is, you're right. The pasuk is talking about somebody that doesn't have to bring a carbon. I was about kapara, the mighty kapara. Maybe the guy who has to bring a carbon has to bring, has to wait. Vesu, and furthermore, for Rabbi Koh. Haditnat is a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in the Goyim. Tava v'acha, I looked at the side, I didn't remember this. Tava v'acha, acha b'maiser. Somebody who becomes a Tvul Yom can eat maiser sheni. Harav shimshai, eicho b'truma. The sun sets, can eat truma. Hevi kapara, eicho b'kachim. Brings his carbon, can eat kachim. For those who need a carbon. Minalan, where do we know this from? Those are the three levels. That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells me, a Tvul Yom eats maiser sheni. That means going to the mikvah is enough to make him eat. Let him eat my shesheni. Tamei can't eat my shesheni. Let me eat him menu b'tamei. We had a lot. We brought all kinds of soup. Tamei can't eat truma. Tamei can't eat kachim. Now, Dr. Mishnah, the three stages of tara. For my shesheni, going to the mikvah is adequate. You're tvul yom.
Don't need harav shemesh.
For a truma, you need harav shemesh. Even for those tumas that need carbon.
How do we know that it's talking about?
The Mishnah. Harav shemesh eichel b'truma.
It's mashma that is a mechus bu mechus.
Yeah, but the next line says, hevi kapara eichel b'kachim. So there's three stages of Tara. Where in the world do you see in the psukim that meiser, truma, and kachim have different levels of Tara? That's what's bothering me.
Tana
Rebbe Shmuel just defined the psukim because we're going to see. If you don't learn like Tana Rebbe Shmuel, you have to do this all over again tomorrow, wherever we get there. But if you learn like Tana Rebbe Shmuel, we'll have an Amad now of darshaning psukim. But that only works if you go like Tana Rebbe Shmuel, then we're not dealing with the Mechusa Kippurim in this parsha.
But Tana Rebbe Shmuel does not disagree that
the Mechusa Kippurim. All he said was the parsha is not dealing with the Mechusa Kippurim. That's all he said.
It's not talking about it.
It doesn't say either way. Well, yaychamin akachim means truma, right? We said that from Zerar.
But it's talking only. He says that.
Not all. The pasuk is talking about that. Again, we're not finished. Like we're midstream, and you're trying to buy a halacha yet. We didn't finish yet. There's going to be psukim that take care of your problem.
Okay.
You're right. At this point, you'd be 100% right. But we're not stopping. We're just starting. Right. John Paul Jones, we've just begun to fight. I think that was his famous quote.
Is that true?
Dr. Guevara, that's true. Dr. Guevara, right?
I thought it was George Washington Carver. I like that guy so much.
I'm a rabbi. I'm Rav Chisda. It's my fault I brought in the guy into the Gemara. I'm Rav Chisda. Plus the Kroik Sibi. There's three psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'lo yoichum and akotchim kim rakot v'sarei b'mayim. One pasuk says, Mikvah makes you tar. Diyak is, harakot tar. Okay? One pasuk says, Tvoyoim becomes tar. Ksiv, ubo ha-shemesh v'tara. Again, it's Kachim is going to be used for everything. For Truma, Meister, and Kachim. All on the holy things. Uchsiv, and the next pasuk says, Uba Hashemesh v'tar. Sunset makes you tar. That means before that you're not tar. And then it says, Vachar Yechom in HaKachim. Uchsiv, in Parshas Sazria, it says by Yeletes, V'chibra le'akayim v'tahera. She needs to bring her korbanos to be tahor. So we have three psukim. One pasuk says, mikvah makes you tahor. One pasuk says, harav shemesh makes you tahor. And one pasuk says, korbanos makes you tahor. And that pasuk is not in Amar. That's all the way back in Parshas Sazria. So how do you do? Must be. Okay, Tad. Kalam Meiser. Now, we still haven't answered your question. That maybe it's only talking about certain kinds of... That's Muster, I'm got. But the Gemara's answer, I have three psukim. Meiser gets Tvoyayim. Truma gets Erev Shemesh. Kachim gets Kippurim. That means we're assuming Meiser is more lenient than Truma. And Truma is more lenient than Kachim. That's the assumption in saying that. Rashi. Look, Rashi. I would buy Kapara Gonzalo Bashala Shvias and Matara Mukla. Frak the Gemara, the Epichana. How do you know which one is stricter? Maybe Truma is Tuyayim is Mutter and Meitzer has to wait till Harav Shemesh. Who told you how to do this? Dr. Gemara, Mistabra Truma Adifa. Truma is stricter than Meitzer. Shikain, Machbaz, which is that Truma is Chayim Misa of a Tame Yitzit, Meitzer is a Lav. Truma needs a chaymish if it's eaten. Meister does not have to pay a chaymish if it's eaten betuma or eaten. There's no zaris. Right? Pidyon, truma cannot be redeemed. Meister sheni can be redeemed. And zar can't eat truma. Zar can't eat meister. So there's four severities, strictnesses, stringencies that truma has over meister. So that means truma is the stricter one of the two. Practing Gemara adarabo, meister adifa shekein hadat tav. I have five stringencies that Meister has that Truma doesn't have. Hey means I have to bring it to Yerushalayim, Havos Makom. Dalet means Vidui Meister. Truma is only added in as an afterthought. We had that in that Mishnah 9, Gimel Amud Aleph. Asher La'ainan is Samach. Meister is Asher La'ainan. Cholzar told me that Truma is Mutter La'ainan. That's three. Tumas Atzmai Laika. We had a pasuk that you get malchus if the Meiser Sheni is Tamei. But when the Truma is Tamei, you don't get Meiser. And Beer, Beis is Beer. You got to get rid of the Meiser at the end of 3 years. Doesn't say that by Truma. So here is five stringencies Meiser has over Truma. It's five against four. Five wins. So why are you telling me Truma is more severe? Meiser is more severe.
One ever says, you don't look at numbers. Who's that?
Zabdi Gemara. I feel like Misa Adifa. Being Chayim Misa outweighs the others. And therefore, even though it's five against four, the four win.
That wasn't when we had
Ruma
before.
No, before we had Karas Adifa. Rashi.
Misa by Truma.
What? A Zaru eats Truma is Chayim Misa, but they Shemaim.
Whereas Meitzer,
somebody. There's no Misa. There's a Lav. Rashi. Hadas Tav. Havas Makom, Rashi is still giving you the symbols. Hayes avos makam zidoy aser leinan v'ayim imenu betuma achlu betumas atzmet leike v'chayim bebir. Hayes avos dalal zidoy samakas aser leinan tetes tuma beizes bir v'kulu last of the truma. We continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.